The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him, said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Everyone is looking for Jesus. This is true. Everyone is looking for truth. We all seek meaning for our lives. We all need to hear the gospel message. In fact, when we look around us today in our world, we live in a world where the gospel of Jesus is not always easily heard or known or preached. Even in our churches, you might ask, do we hear the gospel? Everyone is looking for Jesus, and Jesus is looking for you. St. Paul says that the gospel is an obligation he has received. Well, that's true for priests, of course. A priest is obligated to preach the gospel, the truth of the gospel. But what about you in these seats? Do you feel obligated to preach the gospel, to preach the message of Jesus? Do we know what the message of Jesus is? Can you articulate it? If someone asked, what is the Christian message? What would you say? Or if someone said, what is the Catholic story? Give me an idea of what you do and believe what you believe, and what is this Mary and saints and Pope and sacraments, and what is this? Why do you go to church? Why do you believe in Jesus? How will you proclaim the gospel to these questions and these people if you're asked, when you're asked? And this is another important part of it. Why are we afraid of this? Why are we afraid of these questions? St. Paul didn't feel he was free to do anything else. After he encountered Jesus, after his conversion, after he said to the Lord, okay, here we go, I'm going all the way, He felt he wasn't free anymore. At least, not the kind of freedom that gave him the idea that he would do anything else but proclaim the gospel. He had an obligation placed upon him. This obligation also gave him a desire, a holy desire. This desire said, I want to make Jesus known. He wanted to show the world the power of Jesus and his cross. If you believe that Jesus has saved you, if you believe in the message of the gospel, then it is time. It's time to decide, will you give your life to Jesus or not? Let us go. Let us go, Jesus says to his disciples. Let us go to other places, to other villages, near and far. Let us go to heal, to drive out demons, to proclaim the message of salvation. St. Paul heard these words in his heart. From Jesus he heard, Paul, you must go and proclaim the truth of salvation. Proclaim my name. Proclaim Jesus Christ. In certain times and certain places in the history of our world, proclaiming Jesus would mean certain death. You don't have to look far to find the stories. And it was not ancient times. It's pretty recent. In fact, recent modern news, Christians are being killed today for their belief. Even now, in our country, if you proclaim Jesus, in many places, if you say you are a Christian or Catholic, it's likely you will be persecuted in some way. Maybe not a violent persecution, but that may come, I don't know. But you will probably be judged. Someone might challenge you to prove that God is real. How do we respond? How do we respond? Maybe we're afraid. Are we embarrassed by our faith? We're not going to call attention to ourselves and our religion, we might be thinking. Don't call attention to yourself. It'll be easier that way. If someone speaks out, or excuse me, speaks about the Catholic Church in a bad way, will you ignore it and say, what does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with me? But the truth is still in front of our hearts and minds. Even if we turn away from the obligation placed upon us as baptized persons to proclaim the gospel, it's still there, this call, this reality. Everyone is looking for Jesus. Jesus gives us courage. Jesus gives us the desire to proclaim to the world, to proclaim truth to the world. Jesus, we pray, take our fear and our doubt and turn it into joy. Turn it into a conviction to proclaim your name. Let us go and do not be afraid of the gospel. It is the power of God. See, the great saints of the church, in particular St. Paul, he realized, if I proclaim the gospel, it will not be me I'm proclaiming. It will not be my own intellect that's being put forth. It will not be my own belief. If I proclaim the gospel, it will be Jesus. If it is authentic, if it comes from your heart, you won't have to do much. It will be Jesus speaking. Trust in the Lord. That is the key to the gospel message, the obligation placed upon us. The gospel is the power of God. And so we won't be afraid of the gospel. Jesus is with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.